The meeting of the Animal Service Facilities Advisory Committee is called to order. The first item is 23-0438, and that is the minutes of the Animal Services Facility Advisory Board meeting on March 8th, 2023.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I think probably what we need to do is do the public comments because we do have public here today.
Okay.
If they want to say something, we...
Okay.
No, I don't have anything specific to say. For those of you that, I guess I'm the only public person here. So I've adopted two children from this shelter before, and I work for a volunteer for a rescue that pulls from this shelter and follow on the Facebook page, and I've seen how overcrowded it is. And I was actually in Austin a month or so ago with Texas Humane Legislation Network and Jamie Cantrell when he testified. And one of the folks is on the Animal Commission in San Antonio. They just recommended that, you know, if you want to help, see what your committee needs. So that's why I'm here.
And what about volunteering to foster?
I know that's a new program, and certainly that is something I'm interested in.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, and for any of us to volunteer, because I'd like to do that. How do I sign up to foster? No, this is not.
With the rescue, okay, yeah, there would be three different opportunities than sitting here. At that, there are the private rescues, and then there's the shelter. Also has a new foster program.
Okay.
So maybe you could give folks more info after the meeting.
You bet.
Oh, thank you. I think we're good. Thank
okay.
you.
The Animal Services Facility Advisory Board met in regular session in the council chambers, 222 North Tennessee Street, McKinney, Texas, on March 8th, 2023 at 12 p.m. Meeting was called to order. Board members present, Mocha Anderson, Stephen Spainauer, Laura Barnett, Misty Brown, Cindy Durham, Mary Alice Ketchum, Ashley Thompson. Absent was U.S. Sissick. Item 23-0142, election of chairperson and vice chairperson. Board members approved the motion by board member Cindy Durham, seconded by board member Stephen Spainauer to approve 23-0142 election of chairperson and vice chairperson with a vote of 6-1-0, Mary Alice Ketchum voting no. Consent items. First item, 23-0143, minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee meeting, August 17th, 22.
Hello.
Board members unanimously approved the motion by board member Stephen Spainauer, seconded by board member Misty Brown, to approve and refer 23-0143 minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee meeting, August 17th, 2022. Regular agenda items, animals 23-0144, Animal Services 101 presentation. Item 23-0145, introduce Animal Services Acting Manager Ashley Thompson. Item 23-0146, consider, discuss, act on next meeting date. Next meeting is set for May 31st at 12 p.m. at the Collin County Animal Services. Board members unanimously approved the motion by board member Mocha Anderson, seconded by board member Stephen Spainauer, to approve 23-0146, consider, discuss, act on next meeting date. Meeting adjourned at 12:54 p.m.
Thank you.
The next item is 23. I'm sorry. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Regular agenda items, 23-0440, consider, discuss, act on next meeting date. Does it need to be done by September?
I think this is your third one. We're due until next year.
So we're good to next year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So when do we start, January, February this year?
Do we start January?
Until next year.
You only have three a year.
Three.
Oh, I thought
you can do it as early as January.
Oh, it doesn't really matter to me. I don't know if you have anything that's coming up that we would want to meet beforehand, but
I mean, that's 6 months from now.
Right.
That's a long time.
Yeah, you the only requirement by the ordinance, by the state laws, you have to do 3 a year, minimum of 3 years. If things come up, you could have more, you can have them when you want. We typically have a routine of how we do them, so it's entirely up to you guys.
Maybe do one Wednesday, January 24th, or is that, yeah.
Good.
All in favor?
Aye.
At noon.
Yeah. Yes.
It'll be downtown then.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Board and manager comments. Stephen Spainhauer has resigned from the board.
Actually, you have a comment about an event that's coming up that people may want to participate in.
Our joint event?
Yeah.
We're on June 10th, we're doing a joint adoption event with Collin County and Frisco. Mm-hmm. We're very excited. So it's at the PetSmart. We picked the border. Custer is a border for Plano. Mm-hmm. For McKinney and Frisco. So we picked the PetSmart at Custer and 121. So we're having a joint adoption event that from 9 to 12 that day. So Collin County is going to come out, bring the trailer, and bring dogs. I guess dogs, no cats, right?
Yeah, just
cats. And then we're going to be there, and Frisco will be there, so we're all going to help. And I don't know, we're trying to be more involved, like both cities, the big cities, with Collin County. And so this is just something we want to do. And we're promoting it on all our social medias. Frisco is promoting it on their social media, so I'm excited, and I hope we have a good turnout,
Is there anything, I'm going to be out of town, is there anything you can do to kind of help with it in advance?
I would say just promoting it is the big thing. So we have the flyers, which I can, we email to the board members the flyer, or?
Yeah we can post it on Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, so the city, McKinney's going to be posting, and then Frisco's going to be posting, and of course Collin County's going to be posting. Mm-hmm. We can also email y'all the flyer and the picture, it's a picture.
That would be great.
Okay, yeah.
Does anybody have anything else? The meeting is adjourned for our tour of the Collin County Animal Services.
Okay.